You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Vicky Young pays for her groceries not with cash or card, but by using her mobile phone. The 25-year-old Chinese international student uses her phone to scan the supermarket's QR code, and in seconds, the transaction is completed.
It's very convenient. Sometimes you don't need to take your bank card or cash. You can just take out your mobile phone and you can pay.
It's common practice in her hometown of Beijing, and now she can do the same at some stores in Sydney too. Businesses across Australia, from supermarkets, chemists and even taxis, are beginning to accept Chinese mobile payments, capitalising on the growing number of tourists and international students here. Mariana Yudis is the manager at an IGA store near Sydney's Chinatown. The supermarket adopted the Chinese payment service Alipay 7 months ago.
We have a lot of Chinese customers in Australia, so it's very good. Like, we attract more customers to come to the store.
Only Chinese citizens with a Chinese bank account can set up a mobile payment account. The most popular Chinese payment providers are Alipay from e-commerce giant Alibaba and one from messaging app WeChat. Alipay Australia's CEO, George Lawson, said his company is expanding its services overseas to allow Chinese customers to pay with a method they are familiar with.
We've got over 800 million consumers in China using Alipay, and what we're trying to do is enable them to be able to pay using their preferred method when they're in Australia.
China-Australia business consultant Simon Henry says the new payment option doesn't guarantee customers will spend more.
It's not necessarily going to mean a dramatic increase in revenues to retailers or restaurants or shops. It's going to be just a form of convenience for the Chinese consumers to choose an alternate payment method.
There are also concerns about the large amounts of data these tech giants have access to. Associate Professor Jeannie Patterson from Melbourne University's Law School says companies like Alipay and WeChat Pay are able to track their customers wherever they are in the world. And now they'll know how Australian businesses operate too.
The more data it gets, the more information it has about consumer behaviour, and the more it can use that information to nudge and prod to, I guess, manage consumer behaviour. So it can start to push people in certain directions about what they choose to buy and what they choose to sell. Now, we're seeing that sort of behaviour from tech companies coming out of Silicon Valley as well.
But for some, it's a risk they're prepared to take. International student Chris Wong says it's an inescapable reality in today's digital economy.
Like Facebook, like Uber, a lot of things. This is a big data era, right? So if they do not have such, you know, your personal information, how can they provide a better service for you?
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.